What I want to discuss this line, but I want to explain the context of the line. We talked about it a little bit last time. Well, the fi daiti oid ki ein loy limnois shum mitzvah mishum ashoras yitzoy lemoishe rabbeinu be'elu loydia oisam liyisrael v'lidroish lehem shiuz rizim be'elu amitzvah tamid. The Shakim Binema, we talked about this. Okay. Where is he coming from? Okay. Where is he coming from? Who is he disagreeing with? And what's the problem? Okay. Now, because he says at the end, which is a very strange thing, and I want to also go with him over, but see where he's coming from, what he's trying. Just what's he trying to do? The ain me shiyovi izu b'cheshbon amitzus. Well, it's a taina on the Bahag, a taina on whom? What's a taina exactly? The umnis. Okay? What does he want? If you recall, he himself has said that the Pshat and the Bahag. And what the Bahag is saying is you learn a lech v'drochov, okay? And he himself would say that it's v'achto lach kamoicha, correct? Avasara ach, correct? That's what happened, okay? So what's he coming in with the Gemara Metzia here from nowhere, okay? Correct? That, with polemics about the moment, but see it with Yisra, okay? What I think is going on is having polemics with the Rambam. And that's what the Hasogas Ramban is all about. You see, but it's basically Shlomo Mekoymai. And he says that the Rambam discusses the Bahalochas Gedolos as far as this issue in Shurisheni, okay? And he says Shurisheni has no place. Shurisheni basically has no place, okay? Because this is going to take care of it. Peiros, he says there's no. But he, let's just see what the Rambam says in Shurisheni. There's two issues. The question is, are the drashas Chazal, could they be mitzvahs or not? Okay. But then, what does the Rambam do in Shurisheni? Listen to how. What does he say is the makor for halachos gedolos? He says his polemics with Alok Dulis because the makor for Alok Dulis is the Mamba Metzia. Okay? So, what the Ramban was says, no one in their right mind could have said that Mamba Metzia is the makor for anything. And why does the Ramban assume that? Even though it's going to come out the same thing as Avas Ach, but that's not the issue. And that's his Lashon. And there's something, I'm missing it, okay? But I just want to share something with you, okay? I'm going to read to you at least the Kapach translation, okay? And he says, Kasher moitzim amidim sherosheni, posuk shenilmadu mimenu inyon merabim, al derech haboyim v'halamidus. Ubeglau hish anusom al shkirzu, they rest themselves on this mistake. Monu b'chlam mitzvah asay biko cholim b'nichma ve'elma kfiris hamesim. Because why? Because of drashas Chazal. It was based on drashas Chazal. Biglal hadrash al omroi. Yisale, vodato lehem es aderech yeichu bo, v'es hama'ase asher ya'asun. V'u omrom al ze es aderech zugim l'schasodim, yeichu ze bikochel, bo ze kviris meisim, v'es hama'ase elu adinim, asher ya'asun zu lefnis adushu es adin. Okay? He's quoting the Mabba Metzia. Okay? V'choshvu shekol pulu pulu min apulu salolu mitzvah fnei atzmo. V'lo yodu'u shekol ha'pulis halolu v'deimeyim nichlolus b'chlau mitzvahachas b'chlau ha'mitzvah ha'mur b'tar b'feilish v'omroi yis'alef v'achtolach k'morcha. See, basically saying the same thing as the Ramban, okay? The Ramban says that the Bahag is based on L'leches B'drochov. And he would have said, V'yachtarach Kamoicha. Okay? Correct? But what the Rambam is doing is the Rambam is saying the Makor of L'leches G'dolos, which the Bahag, which the Ramban says is G'mon Seita, he's the Rambam says is G'mon Metziah. And that, he basically says, Lodum v'loyam. No one in their right mind could imagine learning from Baba Metzia a mitzvah since it's basically Yisrael. That, I think, is the point. Okay? That's where he's coming from. Okay? Now, I just want to tell you something. I want to read to you a word, which I read it to you before, but you didn't jump on it. Okay? The Rambam is careful, and it's in the Arabic also. He says, Mono b'chal mitzaseh b'kocheilim v'nikraveilim k'fias meisim b'glav hadrash ha'omu al omroi yis'ale. What's omu yis'ale? Who's yis'ale? It's God, right? V'odat alehim es haderech yechubo v'es hamaseh sheyasu. He basically says, since the Torah is God, okay? And therefore, you know, okay. But Chabad says, what are you talking about? Tachnufu in Pshuto Shal Mikra, Sas Yisra. But the Ram, look at the what? Omra Yis'ale. Okay? Every word, Moshe Rabbeinu, is only a mechike, a sefer. Okay? Okay, we say that. Okay. Now, then we have that. That's just, you know, that's just the groundwork. Okay, what he's saying. Correct? Okay, now. You have to keep in mind, and there are many things that I want to point out to you, okay? I don't get it 100%. Because when you open up the Gemara Metziah, the Gemara Metziah has a separate drasha Gemilas Chassadim, then the drasha for Bika Cholim, and Fius Hameis, and Nicham Aveilim, and then Dinim, and then Lifnim Meshuvas Adin. Okay? And the beginning of the whole thing is Limurumus. Oh, I don't know if Limurumus is based Chayim, we'll see exactly what that is. It's not clear that it's Umus. Basically, Steven Rashi, Baba Kamam, Baba Metziah, and Rishayim. Okay, look. Nadia. Okay. The Bahag does not count Gemilas Chassadim in Yiran Mitzvahs. Okay? He also doesn't count Lifnim Meshuvas Adin. Okay? Which come too late, amidst him. I hope I'll get to it tonight. Okay? Now, interesting, when the Ramban's attacking that no one's counting Lifnim, no one's counting in Minyan Amitzvahs, there's another thing there that's Limrumnus. Okay? But it doesn't mention a word about Lifnim Meshuvas Adin. Okay? And I'd like to talk about that later also as we go on. Those, okay? And the reason, I guess, how you get to Lifnim Meshuvas Adin. First you talk about the Dinim, then you talk about Lifnim Meshuvas Adin. The Ram doesn't mention it. The Ram says, call Pula in this Gemara. He doesn't go through the Gemara that the Gemara says, Gemilas Chassadim, okay? One second. Am I going to make a mistake? Oh, there it is. He says, no, he does, I'm sorry. He says Gemilas Chassadim, and he's not bothered by it. He doesn't, and the Bahag doesn't mention unless he loses a colon, but I don't know exactly how it could be. Because the first thing, Omum, Alzeh, Esader, Zu Gemilas Chassadim, Yechu, Zeh, Bikochoyim. Okay? So no one mentions that, okay? Okay. So that's where we're standing over here. Now, just per se, I pointed that out to you, that the Ramban says that you could you should differentiate between Beis Chayehem, which is to Mamet Gezel, Mamet Gezel, and it's at the end, Shiyumudu Umus Yichyumimeno Kibo Yismato Gzeles Ladinim. Okay. And another category of Kedele Shaking Beineim Avo Beachro Sholem Vareus Kibachach Yismat Talumus Ladinim Beineim, which is the Gemilas Chsod. Okay? So they're two different things. Okay? And what he does is an amazing thing. Because the Pasuk, it says, Atoshma Bakoli, He Otcho V'yelokim Imoch, Heye Ato L'mla'o Mu Elokim, V'veso Esom Esadvomo Elokim, V'zaltem Esem Esachukim V'esateres, V'odato Lehem Esaderech Yelchubo, V'esamase Asher Yasu. Okay? And then it goes into a discussion by Minu Shiftim. Okay? So what he wants to really say is, what Ramban's learning is, that if you do those things that are mamayit, merivos, and dinim, you really won't need that many shayftim. But the mice is, you'll need shayftim, and you should mamana these, okay? But he wants to do two things, not only to set up a judicial system, but he wants to have a judicial system which is not used that much, okay? And then, he said, at the beginning of the Pasuk, he talked about Beis Chayeim, which Ramban learns is Umnus, Sheikh Yumenu, to Mayat Gzeles. As the Gemara says, Koshir Malamed B'noi Yili, Umnus, Kilo Malamed Listen. Okay? That's the Gemara. Mayat as a Gzeles. Okay? So that's what he does at the end. And he says, and that's referring to the pasuk after Shoftim, that it says, "Im et adov azeh tase v'tzimcha elokim v'yachol to amoy v'gam kol ha'om hazeh al makom u'yovo b'sholoim." That's what the Ramban learns the pasuk or the pesukim. Okay. Now. What he's learning is the Pshuta Shal Mikra is not at all interested in mitzvahs. The Pshuta Shal Mikra is interested, if you get a Darsh in Gemilas Chesed, the Pshuta Shal Mikra is interested in Gemilas Chesed as a conduit that we should not have. Machlekes should be Avo, Achva, B'Shalom, B'Reis. And the interest is the Hokala Moshe Rabbeinu, the Wishin Mishpatim Koleis. So there's an amazing thing, okay? What comes out is even you're going to say every Torah, every word in Torah is the Chmoli Chochma, as you have the Rambam and the Vuchim, that he talks about. That if someone says that Achois Loiton Timno, that he talks of it in Chelik Gimel Perek Nun, okay, in Moed Nevuchim. For Yodato Omum Shemenashe Rosha Lo Yemar Be Moishivoysov Hapchusim Raf Dikduki Eila Makrimes Omru Vohoyo Oyoshe Vederish Bagodesh of Deifi Hoyoime Lohil Moishe Lichte. Elavachis loitan timno, vanyodiach o klal echod, vioshuv acher, kol eila protim, kashe o sisi betaimia mitzis, da, ki kol sipo shetimso o kosov batera, hu toeles hechreches batera. Im laames das, shupino mipino satera. Okay. A way that a person approach a life, o tikun amasim and amasim. Ad shuliyye bein bnei Yisrael bein bnei odom ovo chomus. So it doesn't mean that every word in Torah has to be deeply dolish. All it means there's a purpose to everything, and the purpose in Torah should be ksav over here could be whatever you want. Okay, could be to learn how to deal with your fellow man, how you ever want to learn a Yisrael. That's not a problem, okay? However, when you come to Hayisrael Hashmini, Torah Min HaShemayim, V'shikulu Mipi Agvu Vein Hevdel, Beinu B'nei Chom, Kush, U'mitzrayim, U'fut, V'Kanoan, V'shem Ishtoi, Mehetavo, Bas Matre, O Anuich Hashem Elokecho, U'shma Yisrael Hashem Elokecho, Hashem Echo, Rako Mipi Agvu, V'akol Teres Hashem Tzmimo, Tehero, Kedosh Emes. Now, before he deals with Menashe, Upeker Yisrael Mikol Kofer Acher, the ideal of the person who reached the zenith of Kfira, El Lefisha Choshev Sheish B'Torah Teruchu Klipa, V'Sholu V'Sheilu Atarich V'Asipurim Ein Toelas B'Hem U'Moishim Midaita Omrim. V'zeu inyan ein Torah min haShemayim. Amuch shehu ho'ime shekol haTorah kula mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu chutz mipasuk echad shel Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu ela Moshe pi atzmoy v'zehu kedvar Hashem bosa. Yis'ale Hashem she'omim haKofrim. Yis'ale Hashem mima she'omim haKofrim ela kol ois shebo yesh bo chochmas v'nifloyes. I just don't know what that is. What's that machayev and droshes or whatever it is? Okay. The question is, can you be derish every posik in Torah? Would you give me this, even though in Pshuto Shomiko it might be X, Y, and Z? Okay. And the Ramban saying, you know, you can't end up, and that's what I told you last time. That's the last time we were talking about this. Is according to Ramban, Teres, that Teres Shebiksam and Teres Shebiksam merge as one. It's also Pshuta Shomikra. So you can't really have a Teres Shebiksam, which is antithetical to the Teres Shebiksam. And that's what he's doing over here. But however, if you learn that the Messiah of Drosh is a separate Messiah, and it's not the Pshat and Pasuk. So I don't know why you should be limited to anything. Okay? That's a very important issue.
You seen the Rambam something about that? What's the Rambam saying?
The Rambam seems to... He's not... The Rambam doesn't deny that you could have learned out these mitzvahs from Yisrael. Okay? And that's what the Ramban is attacking him about. Okay? And that's what the Ramban says, Omo Yis'aleh, because it's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Moshe Rabbeinu is only a Mechikik, and a Seif Amatik. Okay? And the Ramban says, since the Pshut Shal Mikra, it's a Sas Yisro, there's nothing to talk about. Okay? See, you could have attacked in different ways. It's not a Droshen, it's a Smachta. It's not your Gemur Shatoi Nidreshet for him. It's not Broshen Sivui. You can do whatever you want, but that was not the issue over here. The basic issue is, if Pshuto Shemit says X, can you dash and Kedor Shemit? That's what they're talking about. Okay, now, D-Reim is very clear. In Siman Kuf Nun Dalet, he learns Kvura, Mitzvah Kvura from this pasuk. In Siman Reish Yotes Reish Chof, Nicham Aveilim Bikacholim, and he reads these psukim. So this is real, okay? You'll find even in the Shiltes, okay? Achrei Mois. Shilta, the Machai the Beis Yisrael, Yishiule Bektsila, that's a chela. The Yom of Chanina, Mai Dichsi, Vach Hashem Elokechem Teleichu. Yashom Lecha Chalash Bochu, Vohu Ksi, Vash Shir Hashem Hashem Eichu Eichu, Vokur Shmaito, Ki Dichsi, Vesech Bereshit, but he himself go in the Shilta some Bereshit. Vafilu Ben Gilo Nami, the Yom of Koman, the Shor Bektsila, Shokol, Chad min shita in b'tzare. of his son. Okay, it takes away 1/60. Hilkoch chayiv lemezo v'shiu lebei v'chi ozo loy ozo l'chudei el bol le'achrin amanolam v'afilu ben gila machayiv the Tanya of Yosef v'odat lehem es aderech v'odat lehem ze beis chayim es aderech z'gul z'chod umayhi v'itzot hameis v'achnos z'kalo ashe yilchu bo z'ubik achir bo ashe yilchu Zubilis klika choyle. Bo zu kvur sa mi. Kvur. Es a maise. Ze adin ashe yasin zu lukin mishu sa adin. Oma ma. Doso. Vikim choyle. Hayri gul sodin. El la. Bafilu ben gilo. So the Shiltz is taking this very seriously. He's quoting the Moma Metzia together with the Moma Tzaita. Kilo is in the same part. Okay, now I want to read to you a polemics between Daniel Ababli and Rabbi Ben Rambo. Okay, I just want to show you what's going on here. This is in Maisa Nisan now. For Omuizal, Bepri Roish, Ashiyotza, Midroshes, Ufera Roish Alecho, Homikaimi Denesa Yecheskel, Man Omo, Letaime. Hold the Omer of Chista, Dov Zer Mitoriz Moshe Rabbeinu Lomanu, Midibu Yechesko Ben Buzi Lomanu, Kol Benecho Arulei V'Arboso Lo Yobo El Mikdash V'chulei, Mekai Midenesi Yechesko Man Omo, El Gomo Gmiru V'Yosi Yechesko Lasso Hako, V'chi Gmiru Alocho Meis Misa L'Chulei Avoido Lo Gmiru, V'Alkein Lo Yifle Minayin Isa Oriel, the Isa Pluroish, Babuza Bechal, the Venetian Emil and Moshe Besina. Bechain, now that's the important part. Halboshus Arumim, Lo Yifle, Shetia Pirush, Le Omroi Yisale, De Machsele. Vihi Mitzvet Neatzmoi, Hu Pirush Mukubo. Mamish. The world has turned upside down inside out. If you remember, okay, the Ramban, you know, the discussion about the Rambam presents Yeshaya as Takonis Nevi'im. Okay? I say he didn't have to say that. He could have learned, he could have had the issue as being a Pirush HaMekubal. Okay? Correct? He could have been. Okay? But the world is turned upside down. You can have a Pirush HaMekubal in Dei Machseiroi and end up with a separate mitzvah minyan mitzvahs. That's what he basically said to the Rav Avli. So I'm a whole new world. That's exactly what he said here. Pirush, the Ram says that Malbush HaRum is part of Dei Machseiroi Sheyechsalai, correct? He says, yeah, you're right. But since it's in Yeshaya and it's a Pirush HaMekubal, the Sefer Mitzvah. Who Pirush HaMekubal? Who Pirsamoy Yeshaya Olav HaSholem B'Yomu Kisira Eirom V'Chisisay. Then it goes further. It's just not enough. V'cheinu Inye V'Bikah Cholem V'Nicham HaVeilem Shiyiya Pirush HaMekubal V'Moshe. This is an amazing thing. A Pirush HaMekubal on a Shtikl Torah from Yisrael and it's a mitzvah. That's what happened. Be'omroi v'idat lehem es aderech. So since it's a Torah, there's no problem. Now, Dei Machseiroi, I can imagine being a separate mitzvah from Pesach Tiftach, and the Emes of Sadi Goyim has a mitzvah Vahabe Tavit Dei Chsorer, separate mitzvah minyan mitzvahs. Okay, but it's not mistabe to say that that's what Daniel Babli is doing, because Habe Tavitoi Tavit Dei Chsorer, that's a mitzvah to be malvehim when he doesn't want to take stock. You have to make sure that it's going to work out for him good, and he doesn't want to take stock and give him a halvot. Okay? That's not what we're talking about. So, even if you say that they machseira sheyechsaloi, there's a mitzvah to give him the agosha, that he's not missing anything, okay? I can imagine this thing. But to call the mitzvah with a pirush makubo, and to call the mitzvah havosh harumim, and not deich machseira, I just don't, you know. You see, there are two issues. The Ram learns, see, the Ram, the Asor of the Ram, the deich machseira in Rambam, is not a separate mitzvah, it's part of mitzvah stokah. Okay? The question is deich machseira sheyechsaloi, is that part of mitzvah stokah, or is it separate mitzvahs? I can imagine separate mitzvah. Okay? But a pirush makubo should make malbush harum as a separate mitzvah and not count day. He doesn't count day machseira. Just wondering, this becomes very, very interesting. Okay? And then, lechayra, what comes out in the pasuk Yisrael, that the pirush makubo can be contrary to Pshuta Shomikra, and you should learn a mitzvah out from it. Okay? So, Mamish, everything, it's just the opposite of what you see. What he's done, what he did was, he took the Ram, all the premise of the Ram, and turned it upside down. Because the Ram says it's a drasha. He says, no, it's not a drasha. It's a Pirush HaMakubal. Once the Pirush HaMakubal, you can call your Gemara Metzia and everything. I call your Avor Mekom Mishalim. That's basically what he did. And he said, oh, the Rambam, you said that Yeshaya is a takona, okay? It's not a takona, it's a Pirush HaMakubal. I said it's Dei Machsera, oh, duch the Pirush HaMakubal, it's a separate mitzvah. That's exactly what he did. You know, it's an amazing thing in the way he used the word Pirush HaMakubal, okay? I can't tell you, I know what exactly happened over here, okay? But I assume there's something about Pirush HaMakubal over here, because this, we don't have the original over here. This was translated from the Arabic, everything. There were letters back and forth between the Avraham ben Aram and Daniel Abavlet. But, you know, we have not, you know, we only have this. But if you look at the Avraham's answer, I assume the translation was proper. Because look what he says. Omnom ha'bosh sarumim lo yidati. Im b'dvorcho b'zeh neda yoyisizuas mashe bi'aloi his father zal ki zehu pirush l'mamoroi yis'ale de machseiroi. And this is what he does, and this is the important point, and this is what anyone should have said. V'apirush ein loy l'mnoisai ein heivdel im heimo divrei teiro o nusach divrei novin O Pirush Makubal, O Nolad Behekish, Ki Mineshu Pirush Le'eze Mitzvah, V'zeis HaMitzvah Kvar Mono, as part of Mitzvah Stoka, I assume. Ma Yachichenu Limnois Pirusha, Va Pirush Le'bo El Levar Nisparish. That's what the word Pirush is, to explain something, okay? V'loi u'b'zeh gam kein yizbay l'cho tshuva l'mach shavtcha sh'loi limnois pirush voidata lahem af im noida noide shu pirush amiti. If you say it's not a drosher, it's a pirush amiti, v'lo aderach asmachta, the pirush makubal can't be better than the mitzvah itself. And if yamoina the larger mitzvah after Achamoicha, or whatever you mean, as the Rambam says, I have Pirush Makubal that there might be many aspects of it, but the same way you're not moine the Mikdash, all the Kalim in Mikdash, we pointed out in Sherishit Beis, you know, it doesn't work. So, L'chera, we understand what the Rambam says. How Daniel Ababli understood Pirush Makubal, And how it could actually make new mitzvahs is amazing. But he's trying to take care of the garment shoresh beis that drashes are not minyan mitzvahs. And the truth is, I'm not sure the Rambam, you know, the emphasis that what the Rambam says, and Shurish Beis, he says, the reason he's basing himself, the Bahag, on this faulty premise that you can count drosh and minyan mitzvahs. And he quotes the Mabu Mitzvah, okay? V'choshu shekol pulu pulu min apulis alolu mitzvahs ne'atmo. V'lo yodu shekol pulu alolu v'demeim nicholos b'chal v'yachdu l'ach kamoicho. Mitzvah achas b'chal mitzvah amuris b'atayu b'feirish om yis'ale v'yachdu l'ach kamoicho. So I just don't get it, you know. You know, what's the problem over here? Because even, see, that's what I don't get. So the Rambam, you know, it very much sounds like Daniel Ababli, and that's what Daniel Ababli argues. You see, the point is that independent, whether it's a drosha or a pirush mekubal over here, there's no reason to count it as a separate mitzvah, because everything's b'chal b'achto ach kamoicha. Correct? So, but the Daniel Ababli sees in the Rambam's Lashon that the problem is that the drasha. He says, no, it's the Pirush Mekubal. And I call you over on Makom Misholim. The Ababli ben Rambam says exactly what we would have said, that you can't count a Pirush Mekubal as a separate mitzvah if, you know, it really is part of a greater mitzvah. Okay? Or the pirush is not a separate mitzvah from what you're trying to mefarish, okay? But, you know, if that's the issue, you know, we don't understand what the Rambam's Hasogdi is. The Rambam's Hasogdi is that it's a drasha. So the Ababli says very well. But we don't understand both the Rambam and the Neil Ababli. Because everyone would have decided, or Rambam and Rambam, that if you accept that it's a Pirush Mekubal, it doesn't mean anything here. Correct? Okay. So I just want to see it clearly air here. It's very strange, okay? Because you read the Neil Abba, you read Rambam and Rambam, you say, yeah, wow, you know, this is right. But the truth is, all the Neil Ababli did was take the text of the Rambam and says, do you see from this that he's ready to accept that it should have been a mitzvah had it not been a drasha? So he says, okay, so let's take the Pirush Mekubal, everyone's happy. But I don't get it. The Rambam I don't get, and I don't get anything about it. The Rambam and the Rambam, you know, we understand. Okay, we don't understand what he thought. You know, with Pirush Mekubal.
What's wrong with the Rambam?
The Rambam is mashma, if you look in Shurish Beis, that the problem over here is that the Bahag is based on this faulty assumption, he counts drashas. Okay? And the whole Shurish Beis is to machal b'shi Pirush Mekubal le drasha. Okay? So you say to Pirush Mekubal, you're okay, correct? Correct? The problem is, there's a drasha, correct? So the Neil Ababli says, you know, maybe it takes the drasha. That's the Pirush Mekubal. So I'm telling you that it didn't say over there, gufteir or dreis or something like that. Okay, to say that, you know. The Neil Ababli says it doesn't have to say that, okay? But, you know, that's not the issue over here. The issue of the Mom Metzia is a different issue, right? Is that no matter what you conclude about it, it's b'chal v'achto lach kamoicha. And that's what the Rambam himself says in Shurish Aleph. And the Rambam himself says at the end also in Shurish Beis. I just don't know, you know, so why, in other words, if the point is that everything's b'chal v'achto lach kamoicha, why do you attack The halachas of Gedolah was in Shorish Beis. Because you say, and he says this is based on this faulty assumption that drash is on Minyan HaMitzvahs.
You couldn't have a Pirush Mekubal telling me that that these specific actions are the kavanah of Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha.
You could have had anything you wanted, but he's noting the Pirush Mekubal is in the Pasuk in Yisro, not in Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. Correct? And that's the point. I don't know. Okay. Unless. I just don't get what the issue is over here. Okay? And you find, you see, that the moment of Metzia is serious, you find another Rishonim, and we'll see more about it, okay? For example, the Shit Mubetis in the Dom Lamates, the Mitzvah Lavaka Chilim Shinema, as Adair, Yechubo, Ramin Hosom, Ze Bikachilim. But you know, the Makom Bikachilim Shit Mubetis says the moment of Metzia. And therefore, the moment sees is mani b'chinom. That's what he says. That's the pshat. That's the pshat in the Gemara and in the Dovid. Shari tshuva. Shar gimel. Ois yud gimel. Now, there's going to be part which you can use later. Okay. V'yesh v'mitzah tasei min ha'chamurais. She'ein hamon ha'am nisholim bohem. Kegoin v'chulei. Because he talks about the Shavuot Shav, whatever, okay, I'm not getting involved. V'chein gemilas chasadim, she mitzvah saseh, she ne'emal, hodata lehem, es haderech yechobo, zu gemilas chasadim. How do you do this called the mitzvah mitzvah mitzvah? Mitzvah saseh? For the moment we see it? Shari tshuva. Then, this will be very much nogei later, okay? Then he says, "V'chein mitzvah liikones lifnim mishuas hadin shenema v'esamaisa sheyasu v'yom v'sina zechonim levocho ze lifnim mishuas hadin." Okay. And what he's talking about. Pesik b'mitzvah in the Rabbeinu Yonah Talmud Rinyonah in Brachos Yirah from the Beis and Daf Be'arif on Kovos Ameis Lachos B'Paneim, he quotes this drasha in Bava Metzia as a reason to say that he says Pesik b'mitzvah, Patron b'mitzvah. Okay. Now the Gemara does quote this Pesik in Yisroel from a call for something else. And the Goyim take it very seriously. The one Morikot and Ham and Aleph, Mo says, Mitzayni es ha-kforis. Omer b'shimen pazi, remez l'tzim kforis min ha-tera. Minayin. Aba yom ha-mehochot, na'iv l'shiti mirsho. Ha-popo-omo, v'yomo, solu panu derech. V'b'chinina, omo, Holy Mirsho, Viderch Ami, Rabbi Yeshua Breed Rabbi Yoma, Voidatulem Esaderch Yelchubo. That is Tim Kvos, okay? Mazutimachoy. So, Lachelim, what it is a Chiv on Bezdin to Mitzaynes a Kvos from the Koran Yisrael. Lachelim, that's what he says. And the Ram seems to say in general the Chiv is a Kol Yochav Yochid, but as a separate Chiv, at a certain time of the Ram Perikhes, to Mesmes, or a test called Mutzi Keva, or a mace, or a dog, or a shamatam boil, min a mace, chai of a sign of law, they shlo ye takol lacher. O cholo shomoye, hoi yuitzi mi bez de le sign as a kvois. So you would have a chera in the Ramban Yat says is a smach de baalmo. But the posting is only an eitzah, not a tzivoy. Correct. Now I just would tell you something, okay? The question is, Sheyilchubo. Okay? Yechol means to walk. Okay? Is it really mean to walk? Aderech HaSheyechobo is more metaphysically to walk. That's Yehanhoga, correct? And the Gemara is doushing it, Kilo is walking. In fact, but I'm docking Tehillim, when it says, Aderech HaToyim Loyoma, Kehachet Yasser Yisrael, Yosrei Meit, Ubederech, the first pasuk to him. El haminug the esek ha'odum maaseil uvodat lehem as a derech yechobo. Oh, that's a quote to our pasuk. It doesn't mean derech. And the chayre is that's what's going on here. It's interpreted as derech. And the chayre, the preacher says. Just the opposite, that this is the pshat and chazal, how they dash in the posik. Because the preacher says in Yodea, Simit Shinlam and Hesif Kod Gimel, Voidat lehem es aderech yeichu bo, Zok the preacher, V'ezo umitzo mekaimen ari de halicha, yeichu bo, Havioim is the bikochoy levavoy esameis, nearly. So you have to, it's flipped, everything is flipped upside down, inside out. Because what comes out, it's not only not pshuto shel mikra, in terms of that it's an eitzah, but the word halicha, you know, doesn't have to do with anything. But the high going comes in a tshuva, and says, the makor is the chiyuv abez, and the hazah is the om, is from the pasuk. Of Yisrael. Shuvah Sagayim. L'chayri, he's referring to the Gemara Makot. I don't know where he gets the Pasuk from. Unless the Gemara Makot. So l'chayri, he takes all these Amoraim and everything. Oh, thought Yisrael. Rav Haigayim. Shari Shuvah, Simen Resh Samaches, Rabbeinu Hai Zaw, Chayovim Bezdin, Ligzol Gzeira, Shlo Yehei Odom, Oysa Melocha B'chol Shomoyim, El Apiyem, So I must make us of Allah Ham, Lui Melacha. Eze Yoy Mosa, Veze Yoy Muta. Eze Melacha Sua, Veze Melacha Muteres. Udas mi Oise Melacha. O mi Eno Oise. Mi Pinei Shebezdin Mitsuvin Lahazir Loom. Tirsiv Vizhalta Eshem. Es ha-chukim, v'idato lehem, es ha-derech yelchu bo, v'es ha-ma'ase ashe ya'asu, ki inyin ha-om, toli al tzavoreihem, v'yizavu, sho yitvesu b'chatoso. So it's just the opposite. It's not that Yisrael is telling them an eitzah of how not to have Dinei Torah, but he's telling him what the tafkid of Bezdin is. It's an amazing thing, and this is a Shuvah of Haigan, he will all does take impossible. And I assume he's learning out, he says, what the Gemara in Moed Katan want, because if there is a Mikshol, they're responsible. Mail they have to send out. I'm going to turn the world upside down. Now, next. This I find is an amazing thing, okay? Let's keep in mind something. I don't know if I'm going to be able to finish this today, but we'll just start at least. Maybe we'll finish it, we'll see. The Ramban, at the end, when he has polemics about, you know, he says, Mehechetese, those things, even if you take the drosh as serious, okay, do you really know that everything mentioned in these droshes are mitzvahs? You have Beis Chayim, which is umnis, right? Correct? you notice that there's no mention of a Pnei Meshua Satin at all. The Bahag doesn't count it, okay, doesn't quote it. The Ram doesn't mention it in Bechlau. And he only proves from Beis Chayeim. He doesn't prove from Pnei Meshua Satin. The question is, how do you look at Lifnei Meshua Satin? How does the Ramban look at it? And, you know, the more I started looking into this, the more confused and amazed I was. Okay? So let's get started. Now, I'm not interested in this, just tell you that I'm aware of this, okay? There's a Machlokes Rishonim, whether he kaifin and Amishu said Lifnei Meshua Satin or not, whether he kaifa. There's a Rosh Hashanah Metzia in Perek Beis Siman Zayin. There's a Mordechai in Bob Metzia in Eila Metzia Yisrael Mishreish Nun Zayin. There's a Rabban, whatever. Okay, that is he quotes a Rabban that you could find the Pnei Meshua Satin. The Avnei Muyim talks about this Barichus in Siman Chof Ches and the Ksais and Siman Reish Nun Tes. Not my interest at all. Okay. But there's such a thing as Pnei Meshua Satin. Okay. Now, let me read to you a Ramban in Vayikra Yutes Beis. Okay, Perek Yutes Pasuk Beis. V'zeh derech haTeira v'lifrot. Belichlo bekiyotze beze ki achrei aschoras protei hadinim b'chol maso umaton shebein odom shebein bnei odom leisignoiv v'leisigzo v'leisenu v'sha'o aschoris oma b'chlau v'yosiso hayosha v'atev shiachnis Be'asei, shiachnis be'asei. Okay, that's pretty clear. Hayoshe v'hashvaya, which is pshara, b'chol lefnei meshua satin, l'rotzoin chaveirov. Okay? Kashe haforesh, b'agi l'mekoyma, b'yutzoin hakodesh boruchu, in the pasuk in Veschana. And then he says, the chin binyan Hashabbos, also a melocha is b'lav, v'atrochim ba'asei, kloli, shneim atishbois, v'yoyde forish zeh lahalon, this is in Kedushim, okay, where he has the Kedushim to you, as a mitzvah of precious from too much beer, from Fresin, from Goyal, from Nivelpeh, or in Tuma, all different things, right? That's what he has to do to you. Okay. And this is a sequel of this, and I guess Toshin to you should also be, what can I say, correct? So, you understand, if he's ready to accept this, he can't use Lifnei Meshua Satin as an example of it's not a mitzvah like Beis Chayeim, okay? So if you leave it like this, everything's fine. But the more I got into it, the more I was very confused about this. Okay. So he says Siachnis Basay, right? Okay. When he talks in Veschan, he says like this. He calls it Inin Golo. He says, "Vesis Yoshakov Aderach Hapshat," that it's referring to Mitzvase in general. But he says, however, "Rabaseinu Yesh Medrash Yofe Amu Zup Sholo Vnimishu Zadin." והכבונה בזה כי מתחילו מה שציש בחויסו ואידויסו ושל צמחו ועתו יוימד גם כן גם ואשר לא צמחו תן דייתכו לעשות הטבע יושב בעינוב כי הוא אוהב הטבע יושב וזה עניין גודל לפי שאי אפשר להזכיר בתאירו כל הנהוגס האודם עם שכנוב וראה וכל מסור ותיקוני הישוב והמדינויס כל כולו. Okay, so it's very different. When you talk about malachas, there is a limited, and they were mafaretet. Okay, when you talk about arayis or these things, the Torah was mafaretet. Okay, all the different things, but you know it's really not the same because this he's saying when you're talking about dinim, you really can't take care of everything. You can't mention everything, which is a different point. כי הוא אוהב הטבע, אבל אחרי שהזכיר מהם הרבה, גוי מסלח רוחיל, לא יסיקום וסיטו, לא יסם אדם ריחו, לא יסקל חרש, מבני סייב ותוקום, וקריאי ציבוהם, חוזר לא מבדרך כלל, שיעשה הטבע ויושע, בכל דובו, עד שיקוניס בזה הפשורה, לפני משהו הסדין. וכגוין מה שהזכירו בדין הדבר מצרו ואפילו מה שאומרו פירקו אינו ודיברו בנחס עם הבריס עד שיקר בכל עניין תם ויושר פרסיס היושר והטף. So I asked myself, and this is an important question, you know, I'll start talking, but I'm not sure I'm going to finish it now. Let's open up the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs. Is there a separate mitzvah for Sisa Yashav Atev? Kedushin to you? Okay. However, we have Shabbosim. Okay. And this becomes very, very strange. Okay. In fact, if I may say, I don't know. You know, if you look at the Ramban, you ask, you know, the what's the pasuk Kedushim to you? Okay, it's referring to very, very clearly. It's referring to those other mitzvahs, correct? And you know, it's with Arayis, and it's with what? Correct, right? But however, when you open up the Sherish Dalet, I get very confused because the Rambam says, "Ein roi shiimnu hamitzah kolis b'teir kula b'zet tol naba alochas." Okay. Oma ukva tol v'ikol hazeh ad asher monu kedushim tiyu. And that's the Rambam. Mitzvah b'chlal mitzvah saseh v'liyodu sh'omu yis'ale kedushim tiyu v'yisim kedushim hu mitzvah la'asa is kol ha'tera kula. Now I'm learning it's kol ha'tera kula. Losh sifor kedushim tiyu pushim tiyu kloy mosilu hamidris ha'magunais. Shout out to the gifts of the Ramban is. He has it, Shevel has a magunais b'chol moments and b'cholos. Okay, it doesn't really bother me. Kulom, I don't know if this is the big difference, okay? Shemonati eschem mehem. The omnom ba'al lochais loimona kedushin to you. Avomona vis kedushin v'yis kedushin. Va'kedushin be'emes liyois pulushin. Va'sher hein klau l'menius kulom. Loimnu kedushin to you. See, he in Sefer Mitzvahs and Asogis does not take the line that he has a chumash at all and is ready to accept. Okay. And he's ready to accept it's not a mitzvah at all. So, I'm not going to have time to even talk it here at all. But the question is, what exactly happens when you read the whole Ramban in Parshas Emor about Trochim? How serious is it? Okay. When you read the whole Ramban, in other words, what's the Ramban Chumash? It's droshes which have no halachic validity. It shouldn't be a mina mitzvah. What happened over here? Okay? What is the purpose of Rabbanu Chumash? And how can you call it an assay? Is it minyan mitzvah? Is it not minyan mitzvah? I might be able to explain that to you, okay? I have an idea about that. But I thought the best thing to do is just to leave you and just as a week to think about what exactly is. Everyone knows the Ramban and Toshi to you. So Ramban also knows. Maybe it's only Mechadish and Materi Yisrael, okay? Is the minyan mitzvah changed in Chumash? The question is, you know, sometimes he says, for example, he says that the Derech Abiseinu is as an Aseinu Leisa Seh Amloch, correct? But he says the Midrashim and he learns Shomiko is on Trochim. Okay? Does Pshuta Shomiko have halachic validity? He talks about Chumash here again and again, and he calls it an assay. So how can it be an assay? It doesn't have a lot of validity. But those, so then what is? What's going on? What's going on in Kaddish? This is the question which I'd like to leave you with, and this is the same issue for Sisa Yosheva Teiv.